Southwest's Gary Kelly urges customers to write their lawmakers. New Piper CEO Simon Caldicott tells us what's going on. And SpaceX continues to make it look easy. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, October 21st, 2011. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly has used his blog, Nuts About Southwest, to urge the airline's customers to contact their federal lawmakers and make sure they understand what a bad idea it would be to raise airline security fees and charge another $100 every time an airliner takes off. Kelly says the proposed increases would total $3.5 billion per year and $36 billion over the next decade, and claims they would have a devastating effect on Southwest's business and the overall U.S. economy. He adds that the higher taxes will mean higher fares for passengers, fewer flights to communities, losses for the airlines, and fewer jobs for Americans. He closes, quote, "New taxes on air travel would greatly impact your wallet and your flexibility in air travel. Airlines will have no choice but to try to offset these higher taxes by increasing fares or reducing service. I am asking you to join me and your fellow Southwest Airlines passengers to tell Congress that deficit reduction cannot happen on the backs of those who drive the economy," unquote. Many federal lawmakers have already lined up to fight this provision of the Obama deficit reduction plan. In an exclusive interview with ANN's Jim Campbell Thursday, New Piper Aircraft Interim CEO and President Simon Caldicott stopped just short of confirming that the Altair business jet project will be discontinued and hinted that a focus on and freshening of the manufacturer's piston line could be in the cards. Caldicott noted that 28% of today's pilots got trained in Piper aircraft, a market that more recently has gone unappreciated in the company's sales strategy. Caldicott says, quote, "Several years ago, Piper announced it was getting out of the trainer aircraft business. I am going to be driving heavily at the trainer market and generally keep that product going," unquote. Regarding the announcement that the continued development of the Altair business jet is being reevaluated, Caldicott explained, quote, "What changed is obviously the economy. It is not recovering. That whole VLJ light jet market with so many people trying to get into it, is it going to be as big as many people say it is? It's a gamble," unquote. Simon Caldicott is the fourth name on the CEO's office door at Piper Aircraft in the last 30 months, and officially he's only interim president and CEO. So it made sense to ask, will he be around long enough to change the company's direction? He responded, quote, "They are actually not searching for a replacement for me. That's the good news. There really isn't a part of the business I haven't been involved with over the years. So I'm pretty confident I can see this through and turn this business around," unquote. You can hear the entire interview in today's Aero News special feature. While federal lawmakers who miss bloated NASA spending in their home districts publicly wring their hands over what they see as a long-term reliance on the Russian Soyuz vehicle to conduct crew and supply missions to the International Space Station, SpaceX continues to go about the business of getting its Dragon spacecraft ready for manned flight at a pace which must seem dizzying to the public sector. The Dragon is officially a cargo vehicle, but it was designed with a window. That should be an obvious hint to its real future. The company has now earned NASA design approval for a launch abort system designed not only to make Dragon's use for manned flight possible, but to provide what SpaceX's David Geiger calls a level of protection unprecedented in manned spaceflight history. The SpaceX design incorporates escape engines into the side walls of Dragon, eliminating a failure mode of more traditional rocket escape towers, which must be successfully jettisoned during every launch. The integrated abort system also returns with the spacecraft, allowing for easy reuse and radical reductions in the cost. Over time, the company says, these same thrusters will enable Dragon, or Dragon Rider, as it's called in the manned version, to land with pinpoint accuracy on Earth or another planet. The next major milestone for the Dragon program will come in January, when it's scheduled to be filled with supplies, launched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, dock with the International Space Station, be filled back up with items to be sent back to Earth, and be successfully recovered after splashdown. Still ahead, passengers spend 19 hours on an Air India 777. Your DC-9 can now have modern avionics. And Bombardier presents William Shatner. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, October 21st. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Medical Transport Conference wrapped up Wednesday in St. Louis, Missouri. An American Eurocopter reports a very successful show. The company confirmed the sale of 26 helicopters to 9 customers and announced a $250,000 donation to the Medevac Foundation. Treg Manning, American Eurocopter's VP of Sales, said the light and medium twin-engine product lines, the EC-135 and 145, represent some of the most popular aircraft for the U.S. air medical industry. American Eurocopter and the Medevac Foundation International announced that American Eurocopter has donated $200,000 in cash and a $50,000 in-kind donation, which includes simulator time, to the foundation to support its efforts in research to promote safety in the industry. USA Today reports police were called onto a diverted Air India 777, which had flown for 10 hours on its route from Mumbai to London Heathrow, only to be diverted to London Gatwick because of fog. After another 9 hours sitting on the plane, passengers started getting very frustrated, and police were called. The Times of India reports the plane's crew was inexperienced in dealing with fog at Heathrow, and that led to the diversion. Then, the crew reached their legal limit for duty hours at Gatwick. A cab can get passengers from Gatwick to Heathrow in under an hour, but it ended up taking over 9 hours by jet. The London Telegraph reports that officers found passengers angry at the lack of information about when they might be able to either get off the plane or continue on to Heathrow. Gatwick officials say they provided water for the passengers, but couldn't do much else because the airline wouldn't let the passengers disembark. No food was brought on the plane, say airport officials, because the airline wanted to use its own caterers over at Heathrow. Following successful implementation of a 3-hour rule for domestic flights, the U.S. DOT expanded its stranding limits to international flights in the U.S., which must release passengers before reaching 4 hours on the tarmac. The fines for exceeding that limit could be as high as $27,500 per passenger affected. The private owner of a DC-9 has found a unique use for the aircraft, transforming the commercial jet into a VIP airliner with a new next-gen compliant cockpit. Airborne Maintenance and Engineering Services successfully completed the configuration with the help of Universal Avionics. The flight deck package consists of 4 EFI 890R flat panel integrated high-def displays, 2 UNS 1FW flight management systems with 5-inch flat panels, bringing WAS and EGNOS capability to the aircraft, 2 radio control units, and 2 application server units for electronic charting, checklists, broadcast weather, and eDocs. Scott Campbell, Universal's Director of Airline and Military Marketing, explains, quote, "This low-time aircraft was in incredible condition, but suffered operationally due to its original analog cockpit. The Universal cockpit upgrade provides advanced capability that our customers will find beneficial for the life of the aircraft," unquote. The FAA has issued an STC that gives DC-9 operators a new option for advanced flight deck upgrades. And finally today, Bombardier announced this week that its 15th safety stand-down, which starts Monday at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita, will feature an address by actor William Shatner. The safety curriculum is now offered to 800 aviation professionals each year in 4 countries and provides pilots, aircrew, and flight departments with insight into the events that precipitate errors in judgment, and it highlights ways to mitigate them. Bombardier hasn't said if there's a specific topic on which Shatner will speak. The native of Canada has a well-developed ego and is best known for portraying Captain James T. Kirk of the Enterprise in the Star Trek series. It'll be interesting to see how he mixes with the other presenters, including Gene Cernan, a real astronaut who actually walked on the real moon. That's the latest from Aero News. Don't miss today's Aero News special feature. It's Jim Campbell's aforementioned conversation with Simon Caldwell, the new interim president and CEO at Piper Aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.